Well, welcome to the Pastor Sutz, also known as the Word is the Way to Life. Yes, Jesus is the Word, and He shows us the way to life. We've been doing a series, and we've been looking at Psalms 51 through 100. And this week, we're at Psalm 66. New Living Translation says this. Now, this is the direction for the choir director. A psalm or a song. Hear God's word. Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of His name. Tell the world how glorious He is. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. Your enemies cringe before Your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship You. They will sing Your praises, shouting Your name in glorious songs. Come and see what our God has done, what awesome miracles He does for His people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and His people went across on foot. Come, let us rejoice in who He is. For by His great power, He rules forever. He watches every movement of the nations. Let no rebel rise in defiance. Let the whole world bless our God and sing aloud His praises. Our lives are in His hands, and He keeps our feet from stumbling. You have tested us, O God. You have purified us like silver melted in a crucible. You captured us in Your net and laid the burdens of slavery on our back. You sent troops to ride across the broken bodies. We went through fire and flood, but You brought us to a place of great abundance. Now I come to Your temple with burnt offerings to fulfill the vows I made to You. Yes, sacred vows You heard me make when I was in deep trouble. That is why I am sacrificing burnt offerings to You, the best of my rams as a pleasing aroma, and I will sacrifice bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what He did for me. For I cried out to Him for help, praising Him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, my Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, who did not ignore my prayer, and did not withdraw His unfailing love from me. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. Well, I think David is crying out for help. What do you think? You know, the psalmist is addressing the congregation concerning help and praise. I need help, oh God. He cried out for help, and God helped him. Isn't that something? This happened because he was willing to give up his sin. And when help came, the psalmist in response was praise, praise, thank you, Lord. Already a prepared offering he had. Now, these three steps sometimes, relinquishing sin and pleading for God's help while praising Him, comes, and it should be a continual process in our lives, repentance as we call it. And then help comes when we are yielded to God's willingness to accept His help with gratefulness and praise. Well, it's amazing. I love looking at what David did, King David, man after God's own heart. Why? Because he repented and asked God for forgiveness. So praising God, I think, is one of the most important things we can do as Christ followers. Well, there are many types of psalms and confession and lament, thanksgiving. The word psalm literally means a song of praise. And from the beginning to the end of the Bible, it rings in praise of God. There are numerous books in the Bible that contain songs of praise. You can find it in Exodus 15, Judges 5, 2 Samuel 22, Isaiah 26, Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, and then even also in Ephesians. The Apostle Paul says that the purpose of all that God has done for us in Christ is to please of His glorious grace. So, we're given a picture of the fulfillment of this in the songs of praise. You can find it in Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 14, and also in chapter 7, 10 through 17. But what's interesting, I think, about Psalm 66, where Psalm 65 ended, it says, shout for joy and sing. Shout for joy to God. In the first section, the psalmist commands everyone to sing glory to his name. And all the earth then will bow down before God. Now, some will bow down gladly because they know personally what God had done for them. But then there's others who will bow down reluctantly because they cannot deny that God's deeds are awesome. Paul recognized that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. I give you these scriptures sometimes so that you and your study and so forth, you can just take a moment and go over there and look what those scriptures say. But I digress. When the songwriter thinks of God's awesome deed, he particularly recalls the rescue from Egypt and the crossing of the Red Sea and God's care and discipline for Israel in the wilderness before they entered the Promised Land. The psalmist then promises to bring his sacrifices to God, who heard his prayer for deliverance. Now, we don't bring offerings of bulls and goats today, do we? But we got to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord and bring his praise and thankfulness and what he has done for us. In a humble way, we present our lives as a living sacrifice, as Paul said in Romans 12:1. So why did God answer the songwriter's prayer? Well, he does always answer his prayer. I think he answered David's prayer because he didn't cherish the sin in his heart. Think about that. When we're harboring sin, we often find it hard to pray, don't we? And then more seriously, the Bible repeatedly warns us that unconfessed sin can be a serious barrier to God of answering our prayers. Look at Job chapter 27, verses 7 through 9, Proverbs 15, verse 29, and then 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. Now, I think many churches all have basic knowledge of the Bible. At least I hope so. But the songs that we sing, which often lack biblical content, are partly to blame for this. You heard me say it last week about the 7-Eleven songs, and there's nothing wrong with that kind of praise and worship, but, you know, it's seven words, and they sing it over 11 times, or you have 11 words, and they sing it seven times. But I digress. There are a few modern songs of confession and lament. The songs that we sing shape the truth of what we believe. And it's an important for the Christian faith and maturity that we sing songs that help us to continually know and understand and to be reminded of what Jesus has done for us and the character of the Christian life. It's been said that some of the greatest sermon ever preached is in the hymnals of our church, if we'd only take time to read them. And I think most of the hymns were penned. It was somebody's personal testimony of sharing what God had done in their life and give him glory and praise and honor, then that we can sing those songs. The songs of Israel also remind us of a time when they were a pilgrim people, enduring the hard times in the wilderness on their way to their inheritance in Cana, the promised land with milk and honey. I think, similarly, the songs that we sing remind us of God's awesome deeds of salvation and inspire us to keep moving forward in faith and obedience. Oh, man. I think about some of the songs that we sing. Oh, how great our God is, and some of the other songs I don't want to start singing because you might hang up on me. Anyhow, what are the reasons, think about this, what are the reasons the psalmist gives us for praising God? When we praise God, what do we praise him for? And think about in Psalm 66 that we just read, how does Psalm 66 instruct us in the way that we praise God? Has confessed sin affected your relationship with God Almighty? And then how? Think about it. And what will you do about it? Well, that's why we have a thing called repentance. You know, a change of direction or a change of mind or a change of heart. That's why God called David a man after his own heart, because that's what he did. He repented and said, "Oh, Lord, what a mess I made of things. Please forgive me and help me back onto the right path." And that's a witness for us from King David, the king of Israel, who later realized that, it was really God that was calling him. And we're grateful, and I am grateful, because we can look at what Christ has done for us, because he truly is the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. Well, I thank you for tuning in to the Word is the Way to Life broadcast. And if you ever want to talk to me, you can give me a call, or if you're listening to this off of the website, you can send an email or phone number or whatever. We'd love to talk to you in person. Have a wonderful, blessed day in Jesus' name.